got you. Some will let them take the lead.
Mike, how much did this feel like being back to being you?
It did. It felt nostalgic. Yeah, it did. It felt good to finally, like, kind of have a feel for everything that I'm doing.
And is that what it was? Because your command was good.
Yeah, anytime you're coming back from Tommy John surgery, I mean, I'm sure you guys heard this a million times, but there's days where you just can't feel your fingertips, and other days you feel like, oh gosh, I'm normal. And then, you know, it's kind of that, just fighting that roller coaster.
I think this is what you guys hoped and planned, but to actually, all right, cool, now you're to this point where you're like any other pitcher. What does that feel like?
Yeah, no, that's probably the biggest. I just can't wait to go out there and not have a pitch count, just kind of just, you know, try to help the team win versus feeling like I'm a rehab guy still, you know, because it kind of has that feeling when you're like limited by pitch count. It's not just like go until you don't can't go anymore.
How tough just has it been to deal with this the first couple months of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's been rough, but you know, just finding the silver linings and everything, and just trying to stay positive and still showing up with the same guy every day is kind of, you know, obviously these guys around me help out a lot.
A lot of times it seems like facing the same team twice in a row can be more difficult for the pitcher, but today, if anything, you were much, much better against the Diamondbacks. What do you think was the key there?
Well, I mean, I would venture to say it's kind of the opposite. I think if you go about it the right way, it's an advantage because you kind of got to see the holes in their swings. You got to see how you attacked them the first time and then kind of, you know, readjust and kind of get to see him right then and there and trying to see how the stuff plays, because sometimes throughout a season, like, hitters' swings and tendencies will change from week to week. When you're seeing them this close together, I can kind of like go and know what they tried to do against me and change my attack plan a little bit.
How much do you feel like you guys needed this? I mean, this went to plan. You, Martinez, getting it done after last night.
Oh, no, it's awesome. I mean, we got a bunch of stud arms here, and it's just, you know, it's good. It's good to have that backing. It's good to have that confidence of guys coming in behind you and, you know, other guys in the rotation.
Is the silver lining of the three IL stints the fact that it would seem like there probably aren't any more limitations on you? Like, they're not going to have to watch your innings at the end or anything. Do you feel
No. I think that would definitely be the biggest silver lining, is not having to count innings and pitches at the when it matters, you know, in the second half.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.